Welcome to the Daily Groundhog. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on with everybody today? So, if you haven't by now, of course, this is posting in April. So,
yes.
If you haven't seen it yet,
you need to go see it.
You should go get Netflix at least for 1 month, because it's the only place you can see it.
They might have a free 7-day trial, and you could actually this within 7 days.
Oh,
and
easily. Cancel your it's only, what, 10 episodes?
10 one-hour episodes.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it yet, you need to go download Netflix and you need to watch The Umbrella Academy. So,
Umbrella Academy is fantastic. A lot of the reviews originally called it awesome and weird.
But I think
at the same time,
well, it's based off a comic book. It's like all these comic books. So everything comes from comic books these days. But what's happened is I know there are some the purists out there. They're like, well, just deviated from the comic books. It's gonna happen. All the comic book movies out there have all deviated from the comic books at one point.
They have.
But this one in general, I mean, there's two reasons I like this show. The first one is, you know, I love comic book movies. I don't know about you, but I do. I love comic book movies.
Oh, I absolutely
love them. I'm a huge fan of comic book movies. But this, for a show, it's seriously, the whole idea of it all is fantastic.
Just a quick little synopsis of the beginning. So, the way the show starts is apparently on October 1st, 1989, all over the world, 43 babies were born. The thing was, is that their mothers weren't pregnant
before
that morning.
Yeah, they literally went through 9 months of shows like the opening scene, wasn't it, where the girl jumps in the swimming pool
and all of a sudden
she floats to the top and she's screaming and she's in pain
and her belly is like
9 months
ready to pop. Yeah, after 5 minutes in the pool.
Spoilers, by the way. Sorry for the spoilers. If you haven't seen it, too bad.
But that doesn't necessarily spoil anything. That's just kind of the premise of how. Anyway, all these children apparently had some supernatural abilities or things like that. And so this man goes around the world trying to essentially buy them or adopt them. And he ends up getting 7.
Yeah, so he ends up with. And all of them have different types of different abilities. And there's not one the same.
Yeah.
And the show, it's honestly the. I believe, my personal opinion, I believe that the show was actually very well written.
Oh, it was.
I mean, it pulls in emotional. It pulls in everything that a person would want in a show. My personal opinion.
Yeah, because it's not the kooky, comic booky kind of feel. Like
it's not the old Batman's. 60s Batman. Pow, bang. But it's.
But it is still kooky in its own 21st century way.
Right.
As well, it's not a full-blown drama.
But it's the way it's done, though. It pulls in everything. Like, well, okay, so I'm a lover of music. I'm a lover of music, if you hadn't noticed.
He's a lover of music. Yeah, he would beat anybody. So go ahead and call in and challenge him, but he will win.
We have played a game multiple times in the car.
Multiple times.
And we just put it on any, you know, pick any station, whatever. It doesn't even have to be a regular station. It could be anybody's playlist or whatever. And
within 5 seconds, Devin knows the song and he can tell you the album cover.
Yeah, I'm sad. I didn't have a life. Still don't. No.
Anyway, what you're saying about the music.
So the show pulls in not just great writing, but the soundtrack is seriously as cool as crap. It really is. I mean, you start off in the beginning of it. What's the first one you said that you were like, oh, you know?
Oh, it was hilarious. I was sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, the song by Tiffany. And again, this shows how I don't have the skills of the music, but I just remember the song. I was listening to it and I just started singing it, but I was singing the song, the lyrics before they actually came on the TV, and my wife and my daughter looked at me like, what the heck is a song by Tiffany?
So it pulls in Tiffany, pulls in stuff from like the Doors. It pulls in stuff from even a French Lullaby.
Lullaby, yeah.
It pulls in everything. It's like multiple genres all in and it all... The one thing I love about music, especially when they do the right kind of music, same thing with like Thor, Ragnarok.
Yeah.
The Led Zeppelin song. Amazing.
Yeah.
They knew how to put in the right song at the right moment to get the emotion that they really wanted that person to feel. And that's one reason I love this show is because it gives you the emotion. It gives you the whole twist and turns of the whole thing. But then they put the song in there that makes that emotion of the twist and turns to that pinnacle that you really, really want it to be.
Yeah.
So
the way music is supposed to be used within movies.
And sometimes it's not done very well at all.
No.
I mean, it's literally horrible.
But within the Umbrella Academy, it was done fantastically.
So now here's my question. In this whole show, you got one kid, Luther. He's living in at the beginning of it. He's basically living on the moon, and he's sending information to his dad back on Earth. You got another kid who's real good with knives. He can throw knives and things like that. Literally can throw knives around corners. Yeah, don't know.
Talk about bending.
Yeah,
bullets, bend knives.
Yeah, and then you have this other girl. She can say, "I heard a rumor," and whatever it is, it causes you to do whatever she says.
Mind control.
Yeah, straight out mind control. Then you have the guy that sees dead people.
Not the sixth sense.
Let me tell you the dead person part of it, though. You haven't gotten there. I know you haven't seen it, but by the time this episode airs, you'll have seen it. But the magic that he can do with dead people is amazing.
You're not going to spoil it?
Should I?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
well, he can make dead people beat you up. Put it that way.
What?
Yes.
He can control dead people.
He can control dead people. Their spirits can come, can lift and do things.
Wow.
Then you have the they call him the boy. He's number five. Each kid, the father actually, the guy who adopted these kids, adopted them, and they all have names, but he doesn't ever call them by their names. He calls them by their number. So the fifth one that he adopted can do.
He can teleport.
Space jumps. Yeah, teleport and time travel. And that's really, he's actually a big part of the whole show because the issue that he finds in this thing. Then you got Ben. He's basically the one that he can
number
turn.
Six.
He's number six. He can do turn into like a monster or whatever. But he's dead.
Big octopusy kind of.
But he's dead throughout the entire
show. Yeah, that's true.
But you still see him because the guy who sees dead people can talk to him.
Yeah.
Then you have Vanna, who's number seven. She is basically ordinary, according to
the show.
The show, until you really find out that she is not. But. So, with all the different characters in there, I should spoil it. I don't know. Should I spoil it? You haven't seen it, though.
You can spoil it if you want to.
Well, so she turned, basically, she's a violinist, and you come to find out that she actually is literally more powerful than all the other ones combined. She causes the world, she causes the apocalypse at the end.
Oh, wow. Stuff.
She is the cause of everything. But you actually see her transform from her future self, like because the time travel stuff is involved. You see her transform her future self into the white violinist, and so she totally changes completely. She's pretty bad. I mean, she pretty much almost kills her sister with the violin, but the bow.
Oh,
slices
mercy.
Slices her throat because of anger. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, so as far as shows are concerned, this is probably one of my. So Netflix has done very good. Netflix is
their content is increasingly getting better.
Well, they've got some really crappy content too, but
the current content.
Yeah, well, their first big hit, I would say that they've had. If you go back far enough, their biggest hit was Stranger Things.
Yes. Season 3, we're waiting for.
Well, that one's coming soon, isn't it?
I believe this year.
And then they come out with this. The reality is, this is what we need. This is the kind of stuff that I think everybody deserves to see. Anyway, check it out. Tell us what you think. We'll put a little thing in the description about these guys. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. It's actually super, super cool. So,
no pun intended on the super.
Right. Or was there?
You decide.
Talk to you guys later. We'll be right back.